Lord has showed me how to be intentional by seeking out other people who were Christ-like, also people who needed my help, how to rebuild other relationships and how to let go.
He is able to work when we pray and when we obey. So I just would challenge those that are struggling in their marriages to really apply what God says. And forgiveness is the number one call that I think we miss so much.
I choose to trust in Jesus, to love and ask for love for my husband. I ask God for everything about my husband. I don't have to go to my husband as much.
What one thing are you doing? What one thing could you be doing? What one thing have you been doing that's making a difference in a high-stake, valuable, life-altering kind of a relationship, like your married partner or like your children, young or adults, or in the workplace or a parent? Decide today on a transformational goal in that high-stake relationship. Immediately start to do that next right one thing for the next 30 days to glorify God, to increase your confidence in Christ. It will transform your life. I believe that. You're welcome to join in the discussion today. What one thing would that be, or is it, in your life? 888-888-1717. I guess in addition to calling this the Intentional Living Center, we could call it the Intentional for Doing the Next Right One Thing, because that's really what intentional living is. Deciding on a goal and then starting to do the next right one thing. We break it down into a 30-day challenge. And we'd love to hear what your one thing is, or one thing that you know should be. By the way, everybody who gets through to me today, we're going to send out or hook you up with the MP3, How to Intentionally Overcome Worry and Anxiety, one of my teachings. We'll get it to you. So 888-888-1717 is the number. 888-888-1717. Let's start in Georgia. Valerie, appreciate your call. What's your one thing?
Well, thank you for taking my call. My husband and I decided that we would start a Facebook page together as opposed to having our own separate pages. And so now that when we spend time on social media, we're actually doing it together. And it is it's definitely brought us closer together. And people that connect to us, they're connecting to the both of us as opposed to one of us. And so it's, you know, sparked some great conversations and some great laughs and, you know, those things that bring people together. So I definitely appreciate the fact that we're doing that together. And on there, from time to time, we talk about marriage, because that's our thing, is that we are married to love on purpose. It has to be intentional, and it has to be something that you do put forth effort at.
Good for you. Man, that's not for everyone, but I'll tell you what, for you, I love it. I think it's a great idea. I have to tell you, we have a Facebook, obviously, with the ministry, and we interact. That's kind of my thing, connecting with you all on Facebook here through the ministry. Personally, I don't. My wife does, and I kind of look over her shoulder, and I kind of see what her friends and our friends are saying and the kids and all that kind of stuff. What's your one thing? What one thing? I mean, we're talking practical. I've been doing this a long time. I've been helping people for many years, and I have found in my counseling work that many times, it's not the deep, heavy psychological issues. Sometimes it is, and those issues really need to be addressed. But often it's just the unthoughtfulness, the unloving things that we say and do that we could just change. If we just made a transformational goal to say, you know, my marriage is worth it. I don't want a divorce. I don't want to have a lousy marriage. I don't want to end all of my, you know, 50 years of married life and look back and say, boy, that was crummy. I mean, that wasn't all that it could have been. And what one thing can you do today and for the next 30 days that'll bring glory to God, increase your confidence in Christ, and transform your marriage, your family? Maybe it's a work relationship. Maybe it's a sibling relationship. Life is short. What would it be? 888-888-1717 is the phone number. And we'd love to have you join in and be a part of the program today. Okay, we have Abigail in Arizona who wants to share her one thing today. Abigail, go ahead.
This is Abigail. My intentional choice in my marriage has been to love my husband unconditionally. to really show him that love that Christ showed us. And no matter if I'm frustrated or I'm angry or we've had a fight or we've had a disagreement, that I'm still going to do the little things that matter most to not only him but to me, making sure that there's, you know, coffee ready in the morning. You know, I do make my best efforts to make sure that there's dinner ready when he comes home, and being able to do all those little things regardless of the day that I've had or regardless of how I'm feeling about him or towards him, making sure that that unconditional love is very evident. In the Bible it says, you know, the greatest of these is love. And to be able to be joint one with my husband, I think that being able to show that unconditional love is something that not only helps me to remember to stay closer to God and to, you know, be Christ-like, but I think it also shows my husband that, you know, no matter what happens, no matter what he does, no matter what we're going through at that moment, that I'm someone he can count on, and that I'm kind of a soft place to land. It secures my marriage, but that enriches my marriage in a very positive way.
Yeah, that's fantastic. Abigail, that's your one thing, unconditional love. Do it, not only for 30 days. I mean, we're kind of setting out the hook of 30 days, because we know if you can do it for 30 days, you'll do it for a lifetime, right? The power of one thing. What would it be? What is it in your life? 888-888-1717. Let's go to Missouri. We have another one thing story. Go right ahead.
Hi, my name is Desiree. I am being intentional about meeting my husband's need for closeness. Him and I are very different. We have a very godly marriage, and I'm so thankful for that. But we're very different at the same time, and he desires this closeness, cuddling and lovey-dovey stuff that I really don't have much interest in. So I have purchased new bedding for our bed because he likes to cuddle and be close, but I want my space. I want him on his side, me on my side, and that's how I'm comfortable. But I'm going to make a change to meet that need in my husband, that desire for closeness and cuddling. So with our new bedspread that we can share together, and there's lots and lots of prayer for God to change that in me so that I can meet that need for him, I am being intentional about meeting that need in my husband.
All right. Thank you, Desiree. All sorts of questions around that. I'm sure people are thinking in marriage. That's not untypical, by the way. And so we're talking about physical touch. Obviously, that's a part of his love language, and yours is different. And I hope he's also connecting with you around the things that are important to you. The power of doing one thing for 30 days. Here's a call. Let me see. Who do we have on the line here? What's your one thing?
Hello, my name is Danette. What I want to do for my marriage is to thank my husband more often and appreciate him. I find that I always want to dwell on the bad things. And the other night I was talking to him, and I think in my heart I really wanted to start a fight. And I asked him how he feels loved. And, you know, I guess I really wanted to tell him how I felt love. And his way of giving love is by cooking and doing acts of service towards me. And the thing is, he looked so happy, like a little kid, saying, oh, I just love making you food, and I love doing things for you, that all of a sudden my heart was melted, and I was like, I can't believe I was going to pick a fight with you over I wanted you to treat me and love me in a completely different way. And I found myself thanking him and telling him how wonderful. I was so glad that I have him in my life and that he does these things for me. I just felt the Holy Spirit kind of making me realize I needed to appreciate him. And that is going to be my intention, to continue to appreciate him and thank him when he does, you know, any little thing for me, because it just made us closer that evening. And it was just a wonderful experience, at least for me. I don't think he had any idea. But, well, I guess he felt good because he was smiling. So thank you for your program.
This is Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible by the generous support of our listeners. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio. We are Intentional Living, and we'll be right back.
If you really want to grow your faith, do this one thing. Hi, I'm Dr. Randy Carlson with an Intentional Living Minute. You know, the word intention comes from the Latin meaning to stretch. If you go to a health club or get with a trainer, they're going to tell you, you got to learn to stretch. Stretching builds strength and endurance, and it helps your health. Stretch your faith by stepping out of your own comfort zone. Experience God every day. Not only in what we see around us in His creation, but also in the lives of people that we interact with. Learn more daily. Share with others daily. Trust more daily. When we are intentional in growing our faith through prayer and reading God's Word, those are the steps that will build endurance in our life. That is intentional living.
Visit us at theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com.
The Intentional Living Minute you just heard is available. You can subscribe for it. It'll come to your email every day, Monday through Friday. All you have to do is go to theintentionallife.com/minute. Subscribe, and we'll get you started tomorrow. Speaking of this month, you know, today we're getting close to the end of the month. We only have, what, about a week to go or so. During this month of August, we've been making available a brand new 16-month calendar called Hope That Lights the Way, created by our team for you to say thank you for your support for the ministry. When you support this month, ask for it. We'll send it to you. Join us in the next 16 months to keep your calendar, which is a very intentional thing to do. This beautiful calendar sits right next to our phone in our home, and my wife keeps track of a lot of good things, family things and birthdays and anniversaries and activities and things coming up for the family. We'd love to have you have one as well. Go to theintentionallife.com, theintentionallife.com. I'm Randy Carlson. This is Intentional Living, where we believe by doing the next right one thing, you bring glory to God, benefit to yourself, and it can transform your life. Maybe you don't know where to start. Do one thing for 30 days until it becomes a habit, then repeat the process on something new. And you know what? Your life will be changed. It will, for God's glory. 888-888-1717. When you call and tell us what your one thing is, or the one thing you'd like to work on and you want some encouragement, or you want me to help you think through one thing, we're going to hook you up with the MP3, How to Intentionally Overcome Worry and Anxiety, our gift to you. 888-888-1717. Elise is in Michigan. How you doing, Elise?
I am doing great. I'm really happy that I stumbled across this station and your show.
Well, good. How long ago did you...
It never happened before.
When did you find us? How long ago?
About 10 minutes ago.
About 10 minutes. Were you just spinning the dial and boom, here we are?
No. I think it was from... I had a road trip yesterday and I was probably scanning stations and apparently this is the one I was on. So when I started my car today... Your show was on, and
well,
I had no idea what I was listening to.
You know, here's what happened, Elise. Somebody who was in that car before you probably put that button in the lock position. We tell people, lock all the buttons. You rent a car, you lock all the buttons on the station, and that way that's the only station you get. So,
yeah, it would be a great theory if anyone else drove my car. But.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay, we're talking marriage. I understand you want to do one thing for the next 30 days for your husband. What is it?
Yeah, I want to intentionally be kind to him. I realized I was convicted of this as I was teaching a workshop this weekend, a secular workshop, but one of the things that I teach on is active listening and getting to the subtext of a story.
Right.
And just asking questions and wanting to know more. And I realized I'm really good at that with other people. I'm really good at that with my clients or a stranger at the gas station or someone on Facebook who's being offensive. I'm really good at not taking an offense and trying to understand the subtext of their story and where they're coming from and intentionally being kind, you know, being kind back if somebody bumps into me, being kind, you know, knowing that you could make or break somebody's day just by being pleasant or not. And I realized I'm intentional about that with other people. But I'm not with my husband. And, you know, we've been married 33 years.
Wow.
It's about time I got more intentional.
So you just, this kind of had an aha moment, like, hey, I'm doing this for everybody else and I should be doing this in my own marriage.
Yeah. I just got lazy and I think just took him for granted because he's a great guy. And it's easy to just take offense, you know, with each other and get nitpicky over little things.
Yep.
But I wouldn't do that with anyone else.
Yep.
So why am I doing it with the most important relationship in my life?
Powerful. Listen.
Aside from Jesus.
Alyssa, you said you do teaching. Are you out doing that? Is that what you do for a living?
I'm actually a doula and a doula trainer. So I was training a new group of doulas to support families during birth and at home after they have a baby.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, fantastic. Well, listen, you take the same, I tell people the training we get, boy, if we apply that in our homes, the things that we know to be true, we do in our homes, it revolutionize our families.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Well, listen, two things, Elise. I'm glad you just found us on the dial. And and your one thing now for 30 days, treat your husband the same way or better than you would a client. Can I add a second one thing, though? Can I give you a second one thing challenge for 30 days? Listen to the station every day for the next 30 days, or we're going to come and find you.
Okay. I'll have to ask somebody how to lock the station in.
All right. You do that, because otherwise somebody's going to sneak in your car at night and lock all the stations on this dial, okay?
Sounds good.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you for finding us, and I'm glad you're listening, Lisa. God bless you.
Me too.
All right. Bye-bye. A new listener. By the way, I do that. I have to admit, I rent a car if I'm traveling, speaking, doing something, and I'll lock in all the all the dials. And listen, they got the rock station and the talk station. And I lock them all in on Family Life Radio. I just do that. All right, we'll be back. What's your one thing? Join in. We'll hook you up with the How to Intentionally Overcome Worry and Anxiety MP3. What's one thing you want to do, one thing you should be doing, one thing you are doing? And I think Elise just hit the nail on the head. Come on, do we treat other people better than we do the people that are most important to us? And frankly, many of us do. And so learning to take some of that those same skills and apply them into our marriage, our family, and our relationships really make a difference. Quick break. We'll be back with more Intentional Living.
Hi, this is Christina from West Virginia. My story is my husband and I, neither one were safe when we first got together. We've come through a lot of trials and a lot of different things, maybe some that a lot of people haven't went through, a lot I'm sure they have. The first time I heard the Intentional Living program, I was thinking of the verse that says, choose this day and you will serve. And I changed it to choose this day who we will love. And I choose every morning to love and to honor my husband. He's my best friend. He's my everything next to Christ.
Well, you know, she's referring to a really important passage in the book of Joshua. Joshua was challenging the Israelites because they had fallen away from God. They were worshiping, you know, all the gods were created by the people that they were involved with. And he's challenging the people. And it's interesting. He says, now fear the Lord and serve him with all faithfulness. Throw away the gods of the forefathers. And then he goes on to say, but if you're not going to do that, choose today whom you're going to serve. And he says, for me and my household, we're going to serve the Lord. And I love what Christina was saying, that hey, as for me and myself, I'm going to choose to love my husband, you know, to be intentional. That's what it is. All right, back to to our comment line. In this case, I think it was a question coming in from Arizona with Stephanie.
Yeah, my name's Stephanie. I have a 20-year-old daughter who's just turned 21, actually, and she's in a situation where she lost her fiancé, committed suicide. She had a miscarriage all at the same time. She's choosing to deal with this in a very unhealthy manner. She's talking to other boys. She's going out. She refuses to work or help out around the house. And I understand she's going through something very traumatic. And she's 21, so I'm trying to give her the space to be an adult and make her own decisions. I just don't know how. I'm at a loss what to do with her. I don't know how to go about communicating to her that she needs to do something without it being offensive to her or her getting mad at me, or I'm at a loss for words.
Well, Stephanie, I hear you. I hear your heart. And because of your heart, I think you can do this. I want to give you an idea for one thing for 30 days. Your daughter's gone through a crisis, lost a baby, you know, fiance or boyfriend, I guess it was. And so she's trying to find some love. She's trying to get her life going. And she's 21, and frankly, she's not mature enough yet to realize where this could lead. And you see it, and you're trying to get into her head. Instead of trying to get into her head, can I ask you to maybe for the next 30 days, don't ask her any questions other than this one. You know, honey, I love you, and I know you're going through a lot. Let me just ask you one thing. If you continue on the course you're on now, Where do you think this is going to lead? You're taking the ball and putting it into her court. When you have a 21-year-old daughter who's confused, telling her what to do usually isn't going to work. I'm here, honey. I'm always available. I'm willing to give you my input. But I just want to ask the question, what one thing over the next 30 days, if you were to continue to do this one thing that you're on now, where's it going to lead you? Because she's picking the wrong things, not the right things. And ask her that question, leave it there, and then back off and pray for her.
Hope.
God is working through me. I ended up being born again. I accepted Jesus. I just want to encourage other women out there to not give up.
You have your own story of how Christ transformed your life. You can celebrate it and also offer the hope you have to someone else. How? By requesting the beautiful new Hope That Lights the Way 16-month wall calendar from Intentional Living. Every day will be a beautiful reminder of your own walk with the Lord, and your gift to the ministry will work through Intentional Living to reach someone else who needs to experience hope too.
It impacts my life daily. I feel like I receive something out of it.
Share your hope and request the beautiful new Hope That Lights the Way 16-month wall calendar with your gift to Intentional Living. Just go to theintentionallife.com today.
If you go to the very first verse of chapter 4, the very next sentence from the pen of the Apostle Paul, he says, "Therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, I beseech you to have a walk worthy of the calling with which you were called." And all of a sudden, Paul turns from belief to behavior. And we're going to see in these next three chapters, very briefly, how Paul lays out how we are to live our lives intentionally. This is intentional living, folks. That's an excerpt from the teaching this month on the why behind intentional living. Members, you've received it. It comes to you automatically because of your faithful monthly support. It's available to you as well, though. If you share a gift this month and ask for it, we'll get it to you. It's a teaching on the book of Ephesians. Very encouraging. Thank you all for your support. We appreciate it. Go to theintentionallife.com, theintentionallife.com. And when we hear stories like this one that come in that remind us about people doing the next right one thing, reaching out, doing that which will please God, your support's making a difference, and we thank you for it.
Something that I try to do intentionally every day for my marriage, and that is to ask my husband how I can help him each and every day, whether it be errands I need to run in town, something I need to do for his business, something I need to do for him personally at home. That just really radiates respect to my husband that I have for him, and that I really care about just all things about him. And so that's something I intentionally try to do every day, and it's very simple. Just say, hon, how can I help you today?
Simplifying life, doing the next right one thing, being intentional. Thank you for helping make that possible. By the way, we're going to continue to stay right here and take your calls. I'd love to talk to you even after the end of the show here. If you've got one thing that you'd like to share in a high-stake relationship that you're working on, or you want to help you think it through, give me a call. We'd like to hook you up with the how to be intentional in overcoming worry and anxiety MP3 as well. Our gift to you. When you call right now, 888-888-1717. All right, I think we have time for Raquel with a question for me today. Raquel?
I have had trust problems with my husband. We've been married for just 10 months, and he's had emotional infidelity happen. He has lied, more times than I can count on one, maybe two hands. And I'm broken about it because I don't know what to do about it. And we're seeking counseling, and he's getting help for it, but it's hard for me to trust him still. And he's like asking for faith, and it's hard for me to have faith in him when I don't believe what he says because he's lied so many times. And I just don't know what to do about it.
Well, listen, this is such a big question, Raquel. It's at the core of a relationship when trust is broken. I would encourage you to sit down with your husband if indeed you want to rebuild a relationship with him, which I pray you do, and I pray that he's really serious about getting help because he's got some work to do to rebuild trust. It's got to be more than just saying, have faith in me, because that's not you need more than that, frankly. And so you need to be specific with him what you need to be able to build more confidence and faith in him. When you say something, you mean it. If you say you're going to be home at 5, you're home at 5. If you're not, you're calling. Whatever it is important to you. And he's got to take that on as his personal responsibility, his one thing, as it were, to rebuild confidence. And he's got a lot at stake. This is high-stake relationship business right here. And if he were on the line, I'd say, hey, you want to rebuild trust with your wife, Raquel? You better find out what's important to her and do it. It's going to be a process. Hey, listen, you know, we get people who contact us a lot about how can I strengthen my relationship and my marriage? How can I grow in Christ? How can I apply the intentional living principles? Well, we're doing something really special coming up in next June, June 28th through July 5th. And maybe it's something for you. You've always wanted to take a cruise to Alaska. Well, how about coming and cruising with my wife, Donna, and me and some of our team, and we're going to have great music. It's going to be the Intentional Living Cruise. Get away to get close to God's creation. 7 days in Alaska, sailing the beautiful ports of call along the Inside Passage. It's going to be hosted by my wife, Donna, and I. Again, we're departing June 28th of 2020, and we'll be going through the July 4th holiday. So we'll be aboard celebrating Independence Day, coming back on the 5th. We have a limited number of cabins that are being held for our group. And so I'd encourage you to get your best selection, to register, to reserve your cabin early. Information on the Alaskan cruise is available at our website. Go to theintentionallife.com, theintentionallife.com. And you'll see the information on the rotating tile, and you can get the information you need. I know that's not for everybody listening. Maybe it's for you. That once-in-a-lifetime experience you've been looking for, a vacation with a purpose. It's for couples. It's also for solo cruisers. It's for everyone. We'd love to have you be a part of it. It's going to be a fantastic week, beautiful time of the year to be in Alaska. Go to theintentionallife.com. All right? And the information will be there for you at the website. We're going to continue to take your calls here, 888-888-1717. What's your one thing? Let's talk off air. I'd love to hear from you from Intentional Living. Have a great day.